This is the July 2020 monthly international report from Market Desk Research. The international report is our go-to report for global emerging and developed economies. Throughout the report, you'll find strategic ratings on key regions, earnings analysis, valuation breakdowns, and deep dives on key economic indicators. This month's title, Asia-Pacific Regions Outperform, U.S. Underperforms Due to Handling of COVID-19. Section 1. International Market Update. Developed markets and emerging markets remain highly correlated, as seen in Figure 4. From a flows perspective, developed markets and emerging markets both experienced overall net outflows during June 2020. Developed markets and emerging markets are both overvalued relative to their historical averages. However, valuation measures are slightly less useful today given the steep drop in earnings and subsequent stock market rally. While it will take time for EPS to settle, emerging markets blended EPS has held up better than developed markets blended EPS overall in Figure 8. Emerging markets' last 12 months EPS not only fell less, but emerging markets' next 12 months EPS estimates recovered quicker. Technicals continue to improve in both developed markets and emerging markets as measured by the percentage of companies trading above their 100-day moving average as broken out in Figure 9. Overall, the earnings importance indicator for both developed markets and emerging markets declined in June as investors instead based allocations on COVID-19 case count. Both developed markets and emerging markets currencies remain historically weak versus USD, which means USD weakening would be a positive catalyst for both developed and emerging markets. Developed markets. From a macro viewpoint, developed markets, central banks and governments responded more aggressively with stimulus measures during the global health pandemic. This should help bridge developed markets through the economic slowdown. Developed markets technicals point to an increasingly attractive setup. MSCI EAFE's rolling year-over-year return recently bounced off the -1 standard deviation line in Figure 23. It also bounced off the -1 standard deviation line relative to the MSCI All Country World Index in Figure 24. Previous bounces off the -1 standard deviation line tended to signal higher future returns. Within developed markets, quality and growth continue to drive country performance in Figure 28. Emerging markets. Emerging market assets will likely benefit in the coming months from unprecedented stimulus measures, which should create a global liquidity wave. MSCI Emerging Markets year-over-year rolling return recently bounced off the -1 standard deviation line, which historically signaled attractive future returns in Figure 49. However, risks remain for emerging markets, for example, second infection wave and weak global growth. Due to the risks, we continue to prefer developed markets. Section 2. Asia Roundup. Asia-Pacific outperformed in June 2020, which made developed markets Asia and emerging markets Asia the top and third best performing regions. China, Taiwan, South Korea, India, Philippines, Australia, Hong Kong, and New Zealand each returned more than 5.5%. We are increasingly concerned about regional geopolitical issues. China is taking a more assertive stance on the world stage. The U.S.-China trade war is intensifying, with China likely to become a target during the election. China recently clashed with India over a disputed Himalayan border and passed a new national security law covering Hong Kong. Separately, the EU told China it needs to follow through on promises to open up its economy. Despite the China issues, Hong Kong offers an attractive tactical trade in our view. See the June 26, 2020 Friday Strategist. Hong Kong has a 0.78 beta versus MSCI EAFE, trades -0.4 standard deviations versus its valuation composite, and has the second highest blended EPS growth. The Hong Kong dollar is also pegged to USD. A word of caution, this could change given China interference, which minimizes FX issues. Section 3. European Roundup. European markets outperformed as the region appeared to be more successfully handling the health pandemic. EU policymakers proposed issuing commonly backed debt, which would be a big step toward improving regional sentiment, to fund more stimulus. Italy outperformed and experienced net inflows due to the potential for stimulus support. Germany likewise experienced strong inflows and outperformed, but it now trades +1.6 standard deviations above its valuation composite. The UK continues to face Brexit headwinds. The UK trades -0.1 versus its valuation composite in Figure 29 and has the lowest blended EPS growth in Figure 11. Active managers are significantly underweight the UK as seen in the active managers' pulse. Section 4. Latin American Roundup. Latin America continues to be disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. Health systems are overwhelmed, and a lack of stimulus means the economic impact is more negative than in developed countries. In addition, multiple countries, such as Brazil, Chile, and Peru, face uncertain domestic policy environments. Refer to the May 15, 2020 Friday Strategist for our regional view. Thanks for listening to this month's International Report from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.